is it that you should include? What should you ditch? Natasha Hawker is the Managing Director of a Human Resources and Recruitment Service and joins us now. Natasha, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Great to be with you, Jess.
So there are a lot of pretty templates around to create your resume. Do they help you do a better job, or do they just make it more difficult for recruiters to actually find the information they need?
I think having a good format is a really good idea. I think what we're seeing more and more of, Jess, is AI written CVs. In fact, they think something like 90% of CVs have been AI'd. So it is definitely being used as a tool to produce that document for looking for jobs.
What can you tell, like, what is it about AI resumes, not just the formatting, but like the wording that really jumps out at recruiters? And what do you think when you see it?
Well, it's interesting. 90% of recruiters can pick up when it is an AI-generated CVs. And the reason for that is, do you know what? People still leave in those square brackets. So that's a dead giveaway. And they also tend to be rather bland. I think, you know, one of the things I'd really encourage your listeners to do is to make sure that their CVs are authentic. Make sure that we can see their personality coming through. Because, you know, when you're going through potentially hundreds of CVs, you want your CV to stand out for all the good reasons.
Mm. But what if you're looking for a job in a corporate headquarters? Surely blandness is your strength, if my memory serves correct.
Not necessarily. I think it's really important that there is a structure. One of the things that we see far too many CVs don't have is one, structure, two, clarity. You want to make it super easy for someone to read it. You've generally got between 1 to 2 minutes for someone to scan your details and either put you on the yes pile or the no pile. And what we're seeing more and more of is companies are using AI to do that initial screen. But where it's done very well is there's human eyeballs in the process as well. Mm. So I think AI is quite good at the screening, but not the assessment.
Okay, so photographs, is that a good idea to include one or no?
Definitely not.
Just to keep it a sweet mystery for the interview.
Yeah, look, you can start to trigger some potentially conscious or unconscious bias when you have a photo. If you are screening candidates from overseas, in many Asian countries in particular, Jeff, there is a requirement for a photo, not in Australia, and you'll find that many recruiters will actually remove them. A really bad photo, and we still see plenty of those, is a distraction that can really only have a negative impact on your application.
Okay, so what do you want to see when you are looking at a resume?
What I want to see is that it has been considered. I want to see a covering letter. When we recruit, I want to make sure that somebody has actually read the ad and actually crafted a covering letter that talks to why they think they are a great applicant for that role. I want to see some personality come through. Obviously, if you've got some interests that are relevant to the role. We have a great client of ours that is a junior level role. It's in service tech, and we were very keen to see that people had in their interests, you know, mechanics or mechanical hobbyist or a DIYer, because when they're quite junior, the fact that they're interested in that means that they're probably going to be a better fit for that role than someone who's might be more interested in classical music, for argument's sake. So you want to make sure that it's tailored for the role. Don't just send the same CV out for every job, because you will not get in the shortlist.
What about referees? Should we provide those even before we know if we've got an interview?
Definitely not. Your referees are precious. I always say to people, I'm a referee for a lot of people, is just pop on your CV, you know, referees available upon request. You don't want them ringing your referees if you're not right down to the last one or two candidates. And then what I recommend you do is you call your referee and say, call me up and say, hey, Natasha, I'm up for this job. It's a receptionist role with this company. And that way, one, I'm prepared for that call, and two, I'm going to give a better reference because I've thought about that individual for that role, and I'm going to be more articulate about why I think they are either a good or a not so good fit for that role.
Mm. Do we still put in our date of birth, home address, things like that?
Definitely where you live, because that, you know, your contact details, I think more than where you live. You need to have the correct phone number, email addresses. We still receive so many CVs and the phone number's missing. So how can we contact them? And what I would suggest to you is when recruitment is done very well, it moves very quickly. And so you want to make sure that someone can get you on the end of the phone in record time. And so your interview is locked in and booked in. But, you know, birth dates aren't so relevant anymore. School is not so relevant anymore, depending how old you are. If you're as old as me, you know, maybe your school dates aren't as relevant anymore as they once were. But you definitely want to be contacted and be able to be contacted quickly.
Okay. You're not putting your date of birth at all anywhere, so you don't have to worry then if your date of birth has a 19 in front of it, I'm assuming. Like, because if you've got less working years ahead of you than behind you, how do you approach that when you're compiling your resume? Because you might not put your birth date on it, but certainly the dates of where and when you've been working will give that away.
They're going to be able to work it out. But what I would suggest is that you focus on the most recent 5 to 10 years. Give lots of detail, what your tasks were. What I love to see in a CV is what your achievements were. You know, you want to be able to blow your own horn at one time and just sort of say, this is what I achieved in that role, because that will stand out in someone's memory. And then the other roles that you've done, you know, like me, that does have a 1-9 in front of my birth date, you know, you might just have a list of other roles and places that I might have worked at in that previous time. Mm. Now, at the end of the day, most roles have a criteria around the years of experience that they're looking for, and they will work that out as part of it. But, you know, someone shouldn't be discriminated against, and you're not allowed to discriminate against someone on the basis of their age.
Well, in reverse, though, at the other end of the spectrum, like when you're fresh out of school or uni, you haven't got much experience in anything, what does your resume need to do in that instance?
So I would obviously talk about any part-time jobs that you've had. So for my son, when we were just trying to get his first job, he'd gone around the neighbourhood and put a little note in the letterboxes, and he'd looked after a neighbour's lawn, you know, hosing the garden and collecting the mail and doing all of that. And I made sure I got references for each of those people so that I could produce that in a little CV for him. If you have been school captain or house captain, put that in. It shows leadership skills. It shows responsibility. Obviously, if you're as old as I am, and I was school captain, I don't include it in my CV anymore because it's not relevant. Yeah. But you want to show that you babysat or that you have looked after somebody's cat for 5 weeks. Any part-time jobs that you've had while you've been studying at uni. It is really hard to hold down part-time jobs and study full-time. Yeah. So, again, that will enhance your CV. Mm.
This is good advice. I'm going to remove from my CV that I was the activities captain for Moulnane in 1998. It's time to let that achievement go, Jess. Yeah. Natasha Hawker is the Managing Director of a Human Resources and Recruitment Service, giving us some great tips on how to polish up our resumes so they cut the mustard in modern times. Natasha, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.